USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
No word from authorities yet whether they have any idea who's been sending bombs to some high-profile Democrats, as well as CNN. Seven of them were discovered in recent days, and this morning an eighth has turned up at the restaurant in southern Manhattan owned by an actor who infamously said at this year's Tony Awards,
"It's no longer down with Trump, it's Trump."
That's actor Robert De Niro. The suspicious package that turned up at his restaurant's now being taken for disposal by a New York City bomb squad. A new report says CIA Director Gina Haspel has heard a recording of Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi being murdered at the Saudi consulate in Turkey. Haspel is in Turkey currently to gather facts about the murder. And this is USA Radio News.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference, so you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance, because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
An official message from Medicare. Open enrollment ends soon.
So now's the time to be open-minded.
Look at everything, like prescription drug plans and Medicare Advantage plans from private insurers.
Why? Because plans change. So can your health needs.
I found lower costs and extra benefits and saved money.
Open to something better? Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE today.
Open enrollment ends December 7th.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
The remnants of Hurricane Willa are soaking Texas now, and they could be causing problems soon for the South and even the Mid-Atlantic this weekend, perhaps even heading up to New England. Willa slammed the Pacific coast of Mexico this week as a Category 3 hurricane. A low-pressure system from that storm is merging with a second system and will be bringing those heavy rains and thunderstorms to the Deep South before moving up through the Carolinas tomorrow. A federal judge is stopping the Trump administration's efforts to withhold funding from sanctuary cities. U.S. District Court Judge Richard A. Jones ruling yesterday it's unconstitutional for the executive branch to withhold funds through an executive order. The president tried to withhold funds from Seattle and Portland, Oregon, because of their sanctuary city policies. Oh, and nobody won last night's Powerball drawing. The Saturday jackpot now about $750 million. This is USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
New York's Attorney General is suing ExxonMobil, accusing the oil giant of defrauding shareholders by not informing them of the risks climate change will pose to its business. The lawsuit coming after 3 years of investigation and cost the company millions. Prosecutors say Exxon kept two sets of books when accounting for the effects of climate change, and the company told the world it was prepared and planning on more stringent regulations to deal with it, while internally it was discounting the potential costs. California officials are warning that flooding could follow this year's wildfire season. The wet season in Southern California could cause areas that were hit hard by the wildfires to be especially prone to flooding, and people who live near foothills and downslope neighborhoods are the most at risk when there are orders to evacuate. So those people need to get out at once when they hear such orders. About a year ago, a mudslide in Santa Barbara County killed 23 people after the massive Thomas fire. And there are reports that Megyn Kelly's NBC morning show is ending. The report says that Kelly is talking to NBC execs about a new role, but that she's taken too much heat to keep her show after making remarks that made it sound like blackface was okay. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.